With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. The parents of the 5-year-old killed in a bus crash in Liberty County in December are suing the driver and the bus manufacturer. WTOC reports the suit claims Blue Bird sold the school district a defective 2016 model bus as a new product. The suit says the bus suddenly and unintentionally accelerated in the seconds before the crash. It alleges that happened due to a defect in the bus. The lawsuit also says driver Evelyn Rodriguez mistook the gas pedal for the brake pedal. The elementary school bus was traveling at 32 miles an hour when it struck a tree, according to the suit. The crash killed 5-year-old Cambria Schumann and injured other students. School district officials didn't immediately return calls for comment on the lawsuit yesterday. Glynn County Commissioners clashed with the County Tax Commissioner yesterday over unapproved renovations to the Tax Commissioner's office. The Brunswick News reports Tax Commissioner Jeff Chapman refused to respond to verbal questions on the issue. The County Commission set aside $300,000 for the renovations in this year's budget, but commissioners say the money was in the County Commission budget, not the Tax Commissioner's, so Chapman didn't have the authority to spend it. Chapman previously said he believed he could spend the money because each expenditure was under $25,000. The City of Brunswick issued a stop work order against Chapman in January for starting construction without a building permit. And scientists are trying to identify a mysterious sea creature that washed up on the beach near Darien, allegedly, last week. A photo of the carcass has been spreading on social media. The photographer, Jeff Warren, dubbed the creature Alti, for the Altamahaha, Coastal Georgia's version of the Loch Ness Monster. Several scientists tell the Savannah Morning News it's likely a shark. They say basking sharks in particular can elongate and look a bit like sea monsters as they decompose. But other researchers are not convinced and say it's probably a hoax. No body was recovered for them to examine. For his part, Warren maintains his photo is genuine and says his son now wants to become a marine biologist. This is GPB Savannah.